So I'm speaking now with Audrey Ginsberg, a senior at Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart School. Hello.
Good morning.
Have you been going to that school district your whole life, or did you transfer in at some point?
No, I've lived here my whole life and gone here since kindergarten.
Are you nervous about leaving the group that you've known and going out into the bigger world?
Nervous and excited. I mean, there's a lot of different emotions. You know, it's bittersweet, but I'm excited for the next chapter.
What are your current plans for after high school?
I will be attending the University of Minnesota Carlson School of Business to obtain a degree in international business.
Okay, and I'm going to back up. When you were in first or second grade, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Originally, I wanted to be a veterinarian because I love working with animals. And then I decided I didn't really like, you know, science classes, and I didn't know if I would be able to put down any kind of animal.
I can totally relate, yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you go from wanting to be a veterinarian to not just business, but specifically international business? How did you specialize in that direction?
Well, I actually took a trip overseas to Europe, and that kind of ignited my passion for travel. And I've always loved working with money and finance, so that just kind of combines two of my biggest passions, which finance is a weird passion, but I enjoy working with money.
What nations in Europe did you visit, and how old were you when you went there?
This was just last summer, so I was 16, and we went to 7 different countries, including the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and Italy.
So if the trip had an influence on your career goal, what were you thinking of, like, say, when you were 16 before you went on the trip?
At that point, I was still thinking about veterinarian.
And then
I kind of just switched.
You mentioned about finance being maybe an unusual interest. And so what is it about finance specifically that interests you?
Well, you know, I love working with money and seeing how the numbers all add up in the end and just making everything balance out. And it's a very satisfying feeling.
So when you say you want to go into international finance, where do you see yourself? What is your dream career like 10 or 20 years from now?
You know, that's a difficult question. I haven't looked much into what kind of opportunities are available in that career, but I would love to do anything that allows me to travel or even live in a different country. I think that would be a lot of fun. You know, working between two businesses in two different countries, making a good, you know, trade deal that improves the trade and economy of either country.
And do you have any country in mind that you'd especially like to live in?
Well, I loved Switzerland when we went there, so that would be a fun country, but I'm willing to experience new things.
Has there been anyone at the school or your parents or guidance counselors who have maybe been an influence in pointing you in this direction?
I mean, everybody's pretty much been an influence on deciding my path, but nobody, I don't really know too many people in the business field, so this was kind of a self-made decision, but I do have a lot of influencers who have helped me become the best that I am, can be.
What sort of school activities have you been involved with, like extracurriculars?
I am involved in golf, band, National Honor Society, Student Executive Board. I'm a co-student body president. I'm in robotics, and I've been involved in other activities outside of school, such as Girl Scouts and my local youth group.
What is it about those activities that you like?
I love the people I get to share them with, and the skills I learn, and the experiences I get to create. I've just been able to try a whole bunch of new things that I never would have thought of doing otherwise.
Like it never would have occurred to you to join the robotics club?
No, and then my my brother and my cousin, they were both in it, so they persuaded me to join, and I really enjoyed it.
Those are all team activities. What happens when you're on a team activity and everybody isn't cooperating and people are going off in different directions? How do you sort of pull people back together so they're working towards the same goal?
I just try to remind them of that goal, whatever goal we're trying to achieve, and then I try to lay out a plan that will get us there in the best possible way. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. In school, are you more comfortable in classes that have definite right or wrong answers that you're working towards, like math or science, or are you more comfortable in classes like, say, English or art, where there's more room for interpretation?
I definitely prefer the classes like math where there is one right answer because it's very satisfying when you get that answer, and especially if you've had to work through big problems and then you finally get that answer and then it's right. It just makes you feel good about yourself, I guess.
What are your hobbies when you're not in school? Because based on your answer, I'm thinking, like, do you like doing puzzles?
I do actually like doing puzzles. Other than that, I do love to golf, and I also work at my local golf course, so that's not really a hobby, but I love working there. So I spend a lot of time at Oakdale Golf Club.
Let's jump ahead now. Say it's 10 years in the future. You're at your high school 10-year reunion, and you're seeing people you haven't seen in a while. What do you think are going to be some of the strongest memories that jump out at you from your high school years or even younger elementary school years?
Probably some of the strongest memories, just all of the time we've spent together, all of the inside jokes we've shared and that we've created in and outside of school, because we've experienced a lot in school with all the classes and helping each other out and outside of school, you know, helping each other with personal problems, and I think those are going to be the strongest memories.
You mentioned about inside jokes. I can guarantee at your high school 10-year reunion, they'll still be there.
Yes, for sure.
I've been talking with Audrey Ginsberg, a senior at Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart Schools. Thank you.
Thank you.